I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor. Is that right? Is that what you are? Of the Pasa Tiempo?
Yeah, I still got that title.
Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe New Mexican, and he's with us here just about every Friday speaking of the arts, and he's also the education beat boy.
That's right. I'm working on it. It's a slow segue, but I'll be doing more of that once school opens. Thank you for plugging that.
That's right, at the New Mexican.
And since we double-crossed our listeners last week by telling them that Bill Hutchinson and I would team up for cowboy music at 9 o'clock on the musical anthologist's Cabinet of Blunders, which is a great show.
I came back to apologize that we didn't do it.
We're doing it tonight, 9 o'clock.
Oh, Bill Hutchinson, why look, you're sitting in front of me.
I came back.
You came back.
So you can check out the Cowboy Songs episode of the Anthologist Cabinet tonight at 9 on this very station. Robert and I will be co-hosting.
Live.
Hey, you know what? I forgot to mention when the very nice women from Umbrella Hat Productions were on, is that their shows are Pay What You Can on August 16th. Have you heard of this Umbrella Hat Theater Company?
I have. I have a piece in next Friday's Pasa about it. And, yeah, they are having Pay What You Wish Sundays.
I did notice that one of the Umbrella Hat women had a very large hat on.
I know. It was almost as big as an umbrella.
Interesting coincidence.
Coincidence? I think not.
I think not indeed.
But check this out. Richard Rhodes, who is the Pulitzer Prize winning author of The Making of the Atomic Bomb and Dark Sun, he's an absolute giant in terms of the history of the whole issue of the atomic bomb. He is giving a talk and presenting his play Reykjavik on Tuesday, August 18th. Somebody called and said, let's get him on the air. And so maybe we will have him on the air before that. But that's Tuesday, August 18th at 7. And that's with Umbrella Hat.
Excellent. Let me see. What do
What's
we got?
What's going on this,
we
this
got the
weekend,
mountain
this coming
downtown.
Week?
There's always something downtown during the summer. You
yeah,
can't get parking.
Santa Fe Bandstand.
Well, that's during the week, and we'll talk about that in a minute since I will be there. I'll be there, Mary Charlotte, I'll be there. Wednesday night, I'm
whenever
be on the
I
plaza.
Call,
what
you'll
was,
be
what
there.
What was the song we needed Robert to sing when we were talking earlier?
Oh, you were saying the animals, the big brown dogs, are so lovable, so livable.
That's right. We needed their a big brown
their beauty is just unforgivable. No.
You need a big brown dog song. This is what I'm reduced to on the show.
It was a string of beautiful adjectives. They're brown and cute and lumbering and dorky and smart and kind and friendly.
It's
and
not reduced to. We needed somebody with your expertise and your repertoire.
I think it would be a step up.
This is it. Every time there's two against one, I end up being the odd man out. It's bad enough I'm the odd man out when it's just you and me. All right, I'll think of a good dog song with adjectives to go out on the show. So this weekend, it's the Mountain Men. They're going to be downtown. They're going to be dressed up in gnarly clothes and looking, you know, like they are out to trap something. They'll be doing their antics downtown around the Palace of the Governor's Courtyard. I believe there's going to be a lot of reenactments geared towards the kids, so I have a feeling it's going to be a lot of fun. Bring the kids downtown to the Palace of the Governor's Saturday and Sunday for the Mountain Man Rendezvous. And it could even be today. I'm going to do a quick check on that. It is, in fact, today. Yay, 9 to 4:30. Let me give you a phone number, 476-5200. And within this scheme of Mountain Men, Johnny D. Boggs, local author, is going to be speaking at 2 o'clock Sunday at the New Mexico History Museum on Mountain Men in Literature and Pop Culture, as well as movies, I think. That's by museum admission. What Mountain Men do you know about, Bill?
I know about Daniel Boone. Does he count as a mountain man?
Yeah, him and Gabby Hayes are two of the most famous.
And I know about the mountain men that I see down on the plaza all the time. I don't know if this
Those
is the
guys,
same mountain man.
I know. Men. One of them's Doc. I pick him up sometimes and give him a ride.
They look both amazing and terrifying all at the same
They're
time.
They're nice guys. I give Doc a ride sometimes. He's like, I'm the last of the mountain men. I was the first of the mountain men. Doc, why do they call you Doc? Because I'm a doctor. I say, I got a little splinter on my finger. Don't ask for free advice. Keep driving.
When the doctor's only tool is a Bowie knife, I sometimes think it's probably good to keep on trucking.
I would be nice to them if I were you. They are good
people. What, you didn't see the duct tape?
All I'm going to say is that I'm nice to everybody, especially people with big knives and lots of clothes on.
I know. It's also
what are we
fun
talking
to be
about?
Nice to people with no clothes on, especially if they're women. The Santa Fe Opera is continuing through the week with a lot of different operas. The Elixir of Love, La Traviata, the one you like, John Giovanni. I think there's another performance.
No, I like La Traviata.
Yeah, that one. The Let. Oh, it's La Traviata. It's Verdi, right? La Traviata?
Yeah.
Okay. Santa Fe Backstage Opera Tour is continuing at 9 o'clock in the morning. You can go check it out. Call the Opera at 986-5900. Check out their website if you like opera. If you're more into the Hawaii Poloia Society, downtown Santa Fe Bandstand Concert Series, 6 o'clock every night free, noon every day free. No offense, but not as much fun to dance at noon because it's hot, but at 6 o'clock you can go down there and you can dance. And on the 12th, da-da-da.
But also, August is cooling off, so it won't be quite so bad.
Yeah, especially if it rains. Outside Productions, Outside In Productions presents on the Bandstand Justice, Rock and Roll at noon. And then Roberto Mondragon and Mariachi Buenaventura, an all-female ensemble.
Mondragon.
Yeah, that guy too. They're going to be on the plaza at 6 o'clock, and the New Mexicans are going to have a little booth down there, and I'm going to be there. So if those all-female ensembles are doing anything that's, shall we say, inspiring, I'm more than happy to dance with anybody that comes along and says, how about it?
Will you be doing autographs again?
No, I don't sign autographs. I've only done that a couple times. Yeah, I'll do it. So, 6 o'clock. Come out if you want to meet me. Steve Terrell will be there, KSFR DJ. And, also, he's been with KSFR, I'm going to say...
A long time.
20 years. At least 18 years.
He is so smart and so awesome and so talented.
All of us. And a nice guy and a great writer. He's going to be doing his show tonight following your show, Bill.
One of the highlights of my week is that Steve comes in to do one of his shows after my show, and I get that 10-minute crossover
that nice
with the great
overlap.
Steve Terrell.
Yeah.
You had the New York Umbrella Hat production people on, but let's go ahead and say that next Thursday at 8 o'clock they kick off at El Museo Cultural with Ellen McLaughlin's drama Iphigenia and Other Daughters.
Yeah, she was saying Iphigenia, but
I've heard it both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, it's an interesting play. I did read it. My piece will run next Friday in Paso Tiempo about their two-week residency here, which includes staged readings, as you mentioned, and a burlesque show a week from Friday, which we're all going to go to. It's at 10 o'clock, which means we're going to miss Steve Terrell, but we won't worry about that now. Also Thursday night, Handy Dandy opens at SFPA, Santa Fe Performing Arts. It's William
Gibson's. I had them on the other day. That's going to be terrific. I can't wait to go.
Did you read the script?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I read some of it.
Oh, I see. But that's a 7:30. 984-1370 if you're interested in that. Jonathan Richards and Lois Viscoli, two of the best actors in town, will be teaming up for the show.
And Richard Block, KSFR's own Richard Block director.
That's good. Art openings
you
tonight.
You betcha.
I oughta. There's about 30 of them. Check out the PASA calendar, page 68. And among those people having art openings is Center for Contemporary Arts is doing Material Semantics. And I love it when people do some
semantics antics. Rhymes with antics.
That's what I was thinking. It's Mixed Media Sculpture by Stephen Deo, DEO, reception 5 to 7. Gerald Peters is doing the Cubist Impulse in American Art, which is good because we should all know how the Cubans influence us. It's a group show of early 20th century artists, reception 5 to 7, bound to be some cigars.
Did you say Cubist?
See, I thought he said Cubist Impulse, but I think he said Cuban Influence.
Well, that's the Cuban influence or the Cubist impulse.
The two things are not related. Young people who are listening, you're going
about?
To be led astray.
And why would I lead people astray? I'm talking about Cubism.
I think you're going to get twice as many people there. It
Cubism,
seems like a benefit.
Cubism and Cuba don't have anything to do with each other.
What are you talking about? Where'd Cubism come from?
It came from France.
What are you so insulting the French for? Those people like Jerry Lewis. What's wrong with them? How could Cubism come from France?
Because it's all about cubes, and it was invented by Picasso and Braque around the same time in the first years of the 20th century.
And everybody knows that Castro outlawed cubes early on.
Castro wasn't even born yet.
Such vehemence when you give me an art lecture.
You love it.
I like it when you sometimes fill me in on stuff, but it's another thing when vexation is throughout the subtone of your analysis here. All right, let's go to William Shearborn Gallery. Listen to this. Bill and me definitely have to go see this show. Opens tonight at 5 o'clock. Cold Beer, Beautiful Girls.
I'm in.
Me too. That's at
5
to 7 at William Shearborn Gallery, 129 West San Francisco Street, 989-8020. Victoria Price has a show, Tom Berg with Common Objects. Warehouse 21 has a show, The Future of the Future, in which Site Santa Fe's Young Curators juried show of paintings and photographs is put on with a reception, including dance and music, 5 to 9 tonight at Warehouse.
I love seeing these young curator things. I mean, these kids make very brave and kind of amazing choices.
They do. They're ditto, absolutely.
They're not weighed down by knowing what cubism is.
Or isn't.
I just think they know what Cubans
actually
are.
Actually, they probably do know what Cubism is. Hey, today at Garcia Street Books, no, tomorrow at Garcia Street Books, from noon to one, Joshua Cooper Ramo is going to be talking about his book, The Age of the Unthinkable, Why the New World Disorder Constantly Surprises Us and What We Can Do About It. And this is a book that is actually on the discussion list of the Council on, the book club or whatever, of the Council on International Relations. It's I actually read a whole bunch of it because we were supposed to do an interview, and then didn't schedule it properly, whatever. Anyway, he's going to be here, and if you're interested in kind of the grand sweep of geopolitical thinking that's happening by a fairly young person, this guy is actually, believe it or not, a protege of Henry Kissinger. So if you're into that kind of thing, that's Garcia Street Books, tomorrow from 12 to 1.
Excellent. Now, we were talking about Wednesday night Santa Fe Bandstand, and I'll be on the plaza along with Steve Terrell. That goes to about 8 o'clock. Then you can walk over to La Fiesta Lounge at La Fonda, because I was there last night, and listen to the Bill Hearn Trio do Honky Tonk. I mean, you want to dance to that stuff. 7:30 to 11, no cover. Then you can go over to Milagro 139 that same night at 10 and see Nosotros, which is a great Latin swing group.
Yay.
They're playing to past midnight. So Wednesday night, you could dance all night. That kind of happened to me last night with way too much beer, I'm sorry to say. Wait, last night wasn't Wednesday, was it? What night was last night?
No, last night was Thursday. Would you miss a whole day? You were so hungover?
Oh, my God. Okay, so, the good thing news is he's there Thursday nights, too. I hope he is, because he was there last night. Yeah, he is. He's there Thursday. This is the problem with coming on your show Friday mornings. I start my weekend at Thursday nights. And I come in here half the time, drag myself out of bed, I don't even get to eat. And I show up here to try to inner dialogue with you. And you outsmart, outwit, and outbite me every single time. Having said this, it's Bill Hearn on Wednesday and Thursday nights. I know that much. And on Wednesday night, just as a side note, because now I know my nights, I was sober, I saw the Monster Quest that were after Sasquatch. Now, here's my question. They went out. No, don't make the faces. The people can't see you. They went out and found a pretty good proof that the footage of the Sasquatch from the 60s was accurate. These guys know what they're talking about. But the problem is they went searching for Sasquatch in the middle of a storm. And this is what happened when they went after the Loch Ness. A storm came up. They said, now we have to call it quits, and they leave. It's the end of the show. Why would you set out to get the monster during a storm? Pick a nice day in July. This is what I don't like about these shows. There's always something that gets in the way. What do you make of this?
I think it's got to be manufactured drama. I mean, if you can't really have a monster, a meteorological dramatic ending seems a lot better than, well, nope, nothing.
Let me ask you this.
Please, anything.
Do you think that professional wrestling is real?
It's the only sport I place bets on. What do you mean it ain't real?
Okay, here's a listing from Taos. Tonight, August 7th, Rick Collington, it's a summer writer series. A short concert and book reading for SOMOS, which is the Society of the Muse of the Southwest. Rick Collington is a novelist. He will read from the new novel in his popular Guadalupe series. Madewell Brown, and then Rene Gregorio, poet, co-founder of Tres Chicas Books, will read from a new poetry collection, Drenched, and then Duo Guadalupe, which is Roberto Capocchi and Ellen Chavez de Leitner, who've been on this show before, will play Music of Spain. It's a guitar and violin duo. And that's at the Taos Art Plaza tonight at 7:30. So some of our happy listeners from the north can check it out.
Excellent.
They've got a great... You can Google this SOMO, Society of the Muse in the Southwest, because they've got a lot of stuff going on.
Well, let's say it's Saturday and you want to do some stuff outdoors and you're just not ready for the mountain men. The Santa Fe Artist Market runs from 7 to noon at Market Street across from REI in the rail yard. The Santa Fe Farmers Market runs over in that area from 7 to noon on Saturday. And the Society of Artists Group Show is in the First National Bank at 62 Lincoln Avenue downtown from 9 to 5:30. That same day, Saturday, 4 o'clock, Alto Park, which is over on Alto Street, Wise Fool New Mexico is doing its Stilt-a-thon. Games, music, and stilt walking. You're going to benefit Wise Fool New Mexico's youth and outreach programs. 992-2588. I believe it is absolutely free. A lot of outdoors events on Saturday.
Did you ever have stilts when you were a kid?
I tried stilts. They didn't work for me. I tried roller skates. They didn't work for me. I was so uncoordinated. And oddly enough, one day my father made me these two plywood wings. I remember this, and he told me to go up on the hill on a really windy day, and I had to run like that character we were talking about last week, Icarus, or whatever the guy was that flew.
Icarus,
yeah.
And I started waving my arms, and I actually went up in the air about 5 feet, and then I collapsed and rolled and broke the wings. And he said, don't tell mom.
I just don't know whether or not to believe that story.
It's
I have
absolutely
to be
true.
With you.
My father was a carpenter, and he made me these wings and wanted me to fly.
Was his name Daedalus?
No, his name wasn't Daedalus. I would know my father's name. I have a lot of things I don't know when I come on the show. I'm happy to ask. This is why I'll be a good education reporter. I'll be asking questions.
So
I'm not afraid.
I would have loved to have had wings.
Did he then put you in a car and roll it down the hill into the river?
No, but the days when I was a kid, you were allowed to be a kid. You could go sled riding, and you could play in the woods, and the ticks weren't going to get you. Nobody was going to abduct you.
I do think this is a huge difference. You were allowed to hurt yourself when you were a kid, I was a kid.
I was absolutely allowed to hurt myself.
But I don't feel like kids now, they do hurt themselves, but they're not allowed to hurt themselves in quite the same way I was.
Unless they're skateboarding over there, and they scare the hell out of you.
There have been lawsuits, so you can't even have jungle gyms anymore, all the stuff that we played on. No, this is it's a problem. And then they wonder why kids get addicted to video games. It's they're not allowed to go outside.
I know it. There's not. I mean, it's like danger out there. Whereas in our day, it was a lot of fun.
Danger was how you learned about the world.
And also the extent of the danger is so overestimated.
Yes, I read an interesting statistic that kidnappings are not any greater statistically now in the beginning of the 21st century than they were at the beginning of the 20th century.
Yeah.
And yet we're petrified. We have a greater sense of terror that inhabits us and governs every move we
make.
No,
it's just, it's the sensationalistic TV shows.
Say, what time is it?
And somebody was just telling me, in fact, on an interview that I'm going to air in about a week or two, that the greatest danger to children is in the home. So if you want them to be safe, let them go out and catch frogs.
Three of us. None of us have kids. We're telling people how to run. I don't think that's a good idea.
Parenting advice from non-parents.
Yeah, from but we have dogs.
Of public radio.
We have dogs. We let them go out
that's
on leashes.
Right.
We do
absolutely
have dogs.
We let them off their leashes. Hey, the National Hispanic Cultural Center, for
in
those
Albuquerque.
Of you in the southern part of our listening area, they have put me on their mailing list, and so now I know all the events that are going on. And today at 6 o'clock, there is the opening of a group show in the National Hispanic Cultural Center's community art gallery called Naturalmente. And artists doing all sorts of natural forms and organic materials in a diverse range of media.
Southwest Seminars has an interesting lecture as well on Monday night. Listen to this. Landscapes of Fraud, Mishim Tucumcari, The Baca Flow, and The Betrayal of the Odham by Thomas Sheridan, who's an anthropologist from the University of Arizona. Hotel Santa Fe, 1501 Paseo de Peralta. You got to pay to get in, 466-2775. I love the titles of these lectures, even though I haven't got a clue what that means.
That sounds fascinating.
Why?
Why? Because I think frauds and fakes are fascinating.
But how does this tie in with Mishim Tucumcari, the Baca Float, and the Betrayal of the Odham?
Well, we're going to have to go to the lecture and find out.
What do you know about the Odham?
Absolutely nothing.
What about the Baca Float? Is that one of the things we see in a hysterical parade every year?
Absolutely it is, but it's not real.
What?
It's like La Llorona. It's a float that comes when you look in the mirror and say its name three times.
Huh. This is amazing.
There was a good South Park about that.
There was. I remember it.
Juan C.D. Flamenco Theater Company continues at Maria Benitez Cabaret up at the Lodge of Santa Fe, 750 North.
They're very good.
St. Francis, there you have it.
And Latin Lounge this Sunday featuring salsa music at El Farol. Show starts at 7. And that is from, I believe, Nacho Mendez.
Feel like going to Chimayo? The Chimayo Museum is beautiful. I've been there. Exhibits about Chimayo's history and culture, 11 to 3, Tuesday through Saturday. Embudo Station Music has David Yordan Jazz Guitar tonight, 5 o'clock through about 8:30. On Saturday, he's got Jed Zimmerman up there at Embudo. Española has the Misión Museum y Convento. It's a replica of the 1944 University of New Mexico excavation of the original church built by the Spanish at the San Gabriel settlement back in the 1590s. Head on up there. You can find all this stuff in the Paso Tiempo calendar. You want to go to Los Alamos? You're often talking about those concerts up there.
Right.
Rick Estrin and the Nightcaps tonight, 7 o'clock. Julie Stewart and the TBA band doing rock at 11 o'clock Saturday. The Los Alamos Big Band doing Glenn Miller's type stuff at 2 Saturday. South by Southwest doing country at 7 Saturday. Up at Ashley Pond, Central Avenue, Los Alamos. You can also go to the Los Alamos Historical Museum, the Bradbury Science Museum, and the Art Center at Fuller Lodge. There's a lot of interesting stuff. Madrid has some openings this weekend. Head on down there. Metallo Gallery, Spirit and Art Gallery, Tapestry Gallery, all doing new art openings.
Tapestry?
Yeah, Tapestry.
They show tape?
Yeah, something like that.
Hey, this weekend at the Geist Cabaret at Pranzo Italian Grill, David Geist tonight from 6 to 9 on piano and vocals, and Sunday as well. And then tomorrow night, Saturday, He is also on piano with vocalist John Mason.
Pretty cool.
And that's good stuff if you like Broadway and the, Broadway, those, that type of singing and cabaret shows, songs and stuff.
Everybody dance.
If you like Broadway.
That's right. Student production of Your Good Man Charlie Brown at 7.
Which you love.
Yeah, I like some of it. Some of it's overrated.
You know, speaking of Broadway.
Yes.
Disembodied voice.
And cabaret.
Speaking of cabaret, thank you. I almost forgot that we have a ticket giveaway. Patricia Rosette, the great opera singer, who is in the star of The Letter, which is in the Santa Fe Opera this year, which we've talked about in many different ways here on this program, is doing a cabaret evening at the Lenzic this Sunday, I believe. Mary Lynn, what are the details?
Sunday, August 9th at 8 p.m. at the Lenzic.
And we have a ticket giveaway to what? The third caller?
All right.
The third caller who calls 428-1382, 505-428-1382, gives their name to Mary Lynn, and you'll score a pair of tickets to this. It should be great. She loves that music. And we had a conversation on the radio the other day, and she said, you know, you won't hear any high notes, but you'll hear some low notes. And as a soprano, she doesn't get to sing low notes, which is interesting. So she gets to sing them when she does this cabaret-style music from the American Songbook.
That would be lovely.
Lovely.
Let's say you like antiques and you want to go to Albuquerque.
I do like antiques and I do want to go to Albuquerque.
Well, the Lujan Center at the Expo New Mexico Fairgrounds has the Great Southwestern Antique Show. More than 200 dealers, a sneak preview is today, 2 to 7. Otherwise, the show is 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 to 4 Sunday. It's right off Central Avenue Northeast. A two-day pass is not too expensive. Ages 12 and under, no charge. Here's a phone number, 505-255-4054. What time is it now?
It is 8:54, and I got an email about these two cute red heeler girl dogs who are a little over a year old, and they've been a little bit neglected, but they have wonderful spirits. They're very affectionate. They're very bright, and they are in very good shape, and they are available for you. They're basically perfect dogs
Heelers
who have not
beautiful.
Been treated very well, and they need a home. Yeah,
have they been neglected or abused?
Just neglected.
That's bad. When I got
a little bit neglected.
When I got Jem, my blue heeler, she was neglected but not abused, and so it's taken her a long time. But she's adorable, and the way she tries to herd the cats using her rear end is just adorable.
They great make great hiking and walking buddies, heelers.
Yeah, she's just great about that.
And the person who has them will drive them to their new happy home, and you can call her. Her name appears to be Susan, and her number is area code 575-638-0149.
Tonight, Sabor, Cuban music, 9:30, El Farol, gotta pay to get in.
Oh, Cubist music?
Tonight.
What our listeners don't know is that I'm not here for fun. I'm here because Dal has asked me to break up the fights that keep coming up between Robert and Mary Charlotte.
It's not you.
The bus tapes, Anti-Folk, 6:30, 2nd Street Brewery. Tonight, Charles Tischner, piano, Vanessi, 7 o'clock, no cover. Tonight.
Yay.
The Robbie Jude Band, 9 o'clock at Blue Tower Lounge. There's lots of music happening. Go support local musicians, including the Cubists, the Cubans.
The bus tapes, highly recommend, folks. Go see the bus tapes.
Oh, I've been meaning to go see the bus tapes forever. Yes.
You take the bus tape.
And Tropic of Capricorn, this Sunday from 2 to 4, is having an art opening and reception called Alchemy, a Botanical Perspective. Etched Copper Botanicals by Sanford McGee, and the show is on display through the 15th of August.
Seems worth going to see for the title alone.
I know. Alchemy, a Botanical Perspective.
Sorry, I got to keep plugging myself. Tonight,
Tropic
9 o'clock,
Capricorn.
Bill
what?
Hutchinson's show. Tune in. I'll be there.
Well, you were going to do that last week, and then one of you
okay,
wasn't
double
feeling
cross,
well.
But we're doing it tonight.
I got sick. Robert and
God
I,
willing.
Cowboy Up, Cowboy Songs episode on the Anthologist Cabinet of Musical Marvels tonight at 9, this very station.
Including Dean Martin singing songs from Rio Bravo.
Hey, did you mention Ron Romanofsky, who is with Welcome to Bohemia? They are tonight live from 7 to 10 at the Lucky Bean in Rancho Viejo. Where's Rancho Viejo? Anyway.
Just right over there. Ron Romanofsky. It sounds like a superhero's secret identity name.
Dadu. He's the great accordionist.
Perfect.
For more information, 438-8999.
Santa Fe Chamber Music this week, lots of art shows this week, Aspen Santa Fe at the Lenzic this week. Oh, and Roberta Flack's coming to town in September. I can't wait.
No way.
Yes, I'm nuts about Roberta Flack. She and Dionne Warwick, man, When I was 12, what I wanted to do with them, even though I didn't know what to do, I felt the same way about Barbara Eden, and that never happened.
You know, if you sing one of her songs, I can say, don't give me so much flack.
I'll sing one of her songs as we get closer to September 4th. So are we doing this next week? You're taking a week off in August.
No, I'm not. We're doing it next week.
Okay. Ooh, I like that.
And
tonight, 9 o'clock, Cowboys.
Unusual cowboy songs and fun versions of traditional ones.
My friend went to karaoke at the Cowgirl on Monday night.
Yeah?
Said it was kind of fun.
I've done that. It is fun.
You should go. You can actually sing.
I did go. I wrote a story about it.
Oh. That's right. I knew that. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Barry Charlotte. KSFR is streaming live on the web.
Just light up on bills here. You love having
at KSFR.org. You can email me at the email address, radiocafe@KSFR.org. We are streaming on the web. No, I already said that. But we are...
But we're still streaming on the web.
We're still streaming 24/7. I'm also... I made a Facebook
site.
Cute guys
in front of you and you can't say anything.
Facebook.com/radiocafe. Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Thanks to Robert Knott, who's the best.
See what happens.
Besides Bill Hutchison, who's the best.
Talk about arms and the men.
What'd you just say?
Nothing. I'm trying to help you out here.
Oh, I need all the help I can get.
Yes, let's get this off you, please. Undo those buttons.
Thanks to Mary.
Mary
Lynn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by Luke and News by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, he's just making all this stuff up. He closes his eyes and has his like fantasy underwear lingerie modeled ad in his mind and starts describing it.
The two of us are undressing you on the air. Don't pretend it's not happening.
And we're hours from safe harbor.
That's right. No, this is a family show, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that's right. Forget it. That was a PG version. I'm sorry.
It was a PG version. I don't even know what we're talking about, except that we are broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, and you are Robert Knott. And Bill Hutchison joins us, and it's always great when he's here.
I have the most fun of my month when I get to do this with you guys.
It's a good time of the month.
Be kind to doggies. Take them in and love them.
Yes, doggies and guinea pigs and those wonderful red heelers and all sorts of good things. Have a wonderful weekend. Be happy, be peaceful, drive safely. You guys, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Hasta la vista.
Ciao.
Ciao. Oh.